This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is that place in the broadcast on a Friday where we take a couple of minutes, regroup, and try to figure out what happened in the 5 days gone by. Seems like a long time ago, but there was news of business and the economy this week. Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine and Felix Salmon from Reuters are in our studios in New York City. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, so Felix, let's talk Reinhardt, Rogoff, and debt. I'm talking, of course, about that paper by Ken Rogoff and Carmen Reinhardt on austerity and how important it can be in times of high debt for economic growth that was a little bit discredited this week, right?
They put together this Excel spreadsheet and really just took an average of a column, but they missed out a bunch of the rows when they took the average, and so they got the answer completely wrong. And it took a couple of grad students at the University of Massachusetts or something thereabouts Amherst to find this and more or less completely discredit this idea that after 90% of GDP, a lot of debt is a problem for countries.
Okay, wait. Completely discredit is a little harsh, no, Lee?
Well, look, I mean, debt is still a problem. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. But I mean, look, you have to at least, you know, you could see the Saturday Night Live skits being written or
I would pay money to see a Saturday Night Live skit about Reinhardt and Rogoff and economics.
Look, this could be the week. I mean, it's funny. It is. You have to note the irony. I mean, it's like when I go to my hairdresser, you know, I don't know how to do what he does, but I do expect him to cut it evenly. You know,
it's actually even more basic than that. If you can't literally just add up a row of numbers in this Excel spreadsheet. And the other thing is that people really took this 90% number to heart. If there's one thing that everyone in the world knows about Reinhardt and Rogoff, it's that 90% is really dangerous. After that level, you're in this kind of red zone. And it turns out that number, even if things become worse gradually, slowly, as you get more debt, there's nothing special about 90%.
But wait a minute. You're not satisfied just saying, listen, debt is bad and we should be careful? Is that not?
I'm certainly not satisfied saying that, because as long as we believe that, we get, you know, Simpson and Bowles rolling each other back out onto the public stage.
Which is, in fact, what happened today.
Trying to scare, you know, Congress into making these enormous cuts, which are clearly going to hurt the country and hurt, you know, everyone who is the government is spending money on. And people think this is a problem when there's really no evidence that it's much of a problem at all.
So, Lee, what happens now? I mean, the debate's not going to change, right? I think the austerity meme, pardon the phrase, is already out there.
No, I mean, that's exactly the thing. And I think what we saw with the first Simpson Bowles, it's like, yes, it made a big difference. It got people talking. But look what happened in Washington. I mean, the two sides are so far apart that the likelihood of coming to any agreement just feels further and further far afield.
All right. Changing of gears. How worried are you guys about a springtime slowdown? Commodity prices are down. The stock market is wavering. Felix?
Well, the commodity which fell the most was gold, which is good news because it means the people aren't afraid anymore. Gold is a fear commodity. And so if gold falls, that means maybe people are thinking of putting their money into something genuinely productive rather than a useless lump of gold metal.
But Lee, I mean, oil's been down. I don't know what it did today, but oil's been down, which is traditionally a sign of worries about slower demand because people aren't, you know, using as much energy.
That's true. But I think if you look at the corporate story, you know, the stock market, if you look at corporate profits, the efficiency and productivity, that story among corporate America just continues to, if anything, accelerate. So I think we're seeing, you know, the further decoupling of what's happening on Wall Street and Main Street, perhaps. I think jobs are still a huge problem. But I don't think we're risking falling off a cliff like we have kind of the past couple Mays.
Felix? Yes, no, maybe.
I'm sanguine. There are lots of things which could go wrong, of course, but I'm not going to start looking at a bunch of obscure commodity indicators and panicking just yet.
Well, what about like things like falling yield on the 10-year T-note? Are you worried about that at all?
Yes.
Not to get all bondalicious on
you touched my sweet spot
you
there,
Kai.
You got me on that one. You know I care about the bonds.
Boom, baby.
That one worries me. It does. I'll admit to that.
I'm going to yield on 10-year term.
I'm declaring the field and I'm declaring victory, departing the field. Felix Salmon.
Drop the mic.
I know. Felix Salmon from Reuters. Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. You guys have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll see you. Bye bye.